Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just a reminder of y'all. It's easy to think of China as just kind of this competitor, but sort of normal because there's so many Chinese businesses, so many labels that are Chinese on things you get. It's easy to forget they're not here. They're not like us. But they are a sign of what is possible. Remarkable interview on the Sean Ryan Show. It's a podcast. Eric Prince, American businessman, former Navy SEAL. Founder of the private military company Blackwater USA. He's done business in China. And I want you to hear this conversation. It's pretty short. But it's a reminder of what things are like inside China, something most of us will never see. Just like they'll never see the outside world. There is a digital wall around that country. They cannot see the outside world. Every aspect of their life, every moment of their day is digitally surveilled and controlled. This is from two people who have been in China a lot and recently on the Sean Ryan Show about what their lives are like. Because, folks, it could so easily be this way here.
Where things are in China, no one dares do anything that isn't in conformance with what the government wants. Because you can get disappeared, you go to jail, you know, you get exiled. You get your fortune taken from you. So everyone lives in this sort of state of abject fear. And I mentioned, you know, techno authoritarianism, you literally have surveillance cameras everywhere. And
facial recognition. Yeah.
Facial recognition. So, like, as you are crossing, if you're jaywalking, I'm not sure if I mentioned this in our last podcast, but as you're walking across the street, if you're jaywalking, your phone is geolocating you. It knows that you're jaywalking. The cameras are recognizing that it's you. And your phone, your Alipay connected to your bank account, is deducting money from your bank account as you're jaywalking across the street.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad.
Holy shit, I didn't realize it.
And so, you know,
all part of the social credit score. Spitting. Saying something.
Tell them about the social credit score.
Yeah, if you don't behave exactly as the Xi Jinping thought specifies, you get banned from public transportation or from going to the school you want to or getting the housing that you want. You literally have no rights. And it is when we see elements of this in woke culture in America with being canceled for speaking out on social media or whatever, they've perfected it. At industrial scale in China.
Wasn't there a Black Mirror episode on this? I'm trying to remember. But yeah, it's real. It's a real version of this, where every facet of your life is monitored and tracked.
If you're in a rural highway, they're timing the distances between two points, and they will flash on the board, on a board alongside the road, your license plate, your name, that you're speeding, also being deducted. So for people to say, there's a fundamental difference in governance between a constitutional republic that we live in, where we're supposed to have rights, where the government government mandate is limited to that and the consent of the governed. It is the exact opposite in China. So, yes, it is a fundamental difference in governance between a state that has total, unbelievable, unequivocal control over not citizens, but the serfs that reside there versus citizens. And a republic might be dirty and messy and imperfect and efficient, but at least you have rights.
They talked about Jack Ma, who was the founder of Alibaba, Chinese billionaire investor. He had started off a school teacher. And then one day, he's running this, he just disappears. Gone. Disappears for a year, comes back. Says he is resuming his public life under supervision and that he's happy with that and just goes back to teaching. So a lot of times I'll say, well, a Chinese business did this, a Chinese business did that. And you'll say, well, it's a Chinese business. It's not the Communist Party. Yes, it is. All businesses are just extensions of the Chinese Communist Party. And folks, once you understand that, just bask in the horror of this. This guy, Tim Walz, you know, could have been the vice president of this country, talking about, well, U.S. doesn't need to be, you know, negotiating with Iran over the nukes. No. The moral authority is China.
Now, who is the voice in the world that can negotiate some type of agreement in this? Who holds the moral authority? Who holds the ability to do that? Because we are not seen as a neutral actor. And we maybe never were. I don't want to tell anybody that. Now I ask who that is. And I mean, consistently over and over again, we're going to have to face the reality. It might be the Chinese.
Visited China over 30 times, had a Chinese girlfriend, widely acknowledged to be a spy. Helped direct funds to the Wuhan Institute. Just another American Democrat with weird, really shady connections.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Israel right now is breaking news, pummeling Iran's uranium enrichment sites and a whole fresh round of bombings. Meanwhile, you've got the Israeli foreign minister, making it clear the Ayatollah's days on earth are limited, no matter what Trump does.
Still, an angered Israeli leadership, the defense minister, Yisrael Katz, just a short time ago, made a less than subtle hint about assassinating the Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
We decided on the goals of the war. The goals are to eliminate the nuclear threat and put an end to the missile threat. Amid this, the IDF has been instructed and knows that in order to achieve all of its goals, this man absolutely should not continue to exist.
Yeah, not looking good for Khomeini's long-term prospects of survival there. And I'd really rather the Israelis take him out. We just need to get the nukes. Meanwhile, Laura Loomer long arm of the law in MAGA circles, threatening to snitch on conservatives criticizing Trump in a what they're calling a raging MAGA civil war. This is the news. And there is a raging civil war. On the one side, Tucker Carlson, pretty much leading this. Trump's gone over the dark side. It's neocon now. We can't have war with anyone ever for any reason. Doesn't matter how many times they try to kill him. Trump, that is. On the other side, you've got Ted Cruz and other folks like that. And it is a raging civil war. Which, folks, made this exchange, to me, this is the most mind-blowing thing of the day. Clips of this is an interview between Tucker Carlson and Ted Cruz having a conversation. They're obviously on different sides. Tucker Carlson inexplicably wants to let Iran have nukes and let the Ayatollah stay in place, and Ted Cruz does not. I've never heard so much abject ignorance of public, current affairs in a 40-second clip as what I'm about to play you. These are the two leaders, in Carlson's case, the leader, in Cruz's case, one of the leaders of the two sides of the Republican Party civil war on this. I'm just going to play it. It's so crazy.
And we're on the cusp of a war. So if Iran, if there's evidence that Iran paid hitmen to kill Donald Trump and is currently doing that, where is that? Like, what are you even talking? I've never heard that before.
Okay.
Where is the evidence? Who are these people? Why haven't they been arrested? Why are we not at war with Iran?
That's a great question to ask.
How do you know that that's true?
We know that it's true because we have been told that by the military and our intelligence community for the last 2 years.
We meaning who?
Congress has and the public. I mean, we had multiple testimonies. I can send you testimony.
Do we know the names of the people or where this happened or what they tried to do to kill Trump?
Tucker Carlson learning in the middle of the interview, somebody tried to kill Trump? Somebody from Iran? Nah, I'd have heard about that. I mean, like, what are their names? Asif Marchant, Carlisle Rivera, Jonathan Lodeholt. Well, where are they, he says. They're in federal custody for trying to kill Trump. They got the first one in 2021, the last one last year. There's a fourth person who made it back to Iran. But we've got charges filed for him. Tucker, I'm going to guess he didn't know that. Upon learning that, here's his reaction.
In the United States.
Yes. And by the way, like Iran.
This just seems like a huge headline, and you're okay. Acting like everyone knows this. I didn't know that.
How do
Iran
you not know
put
that?
Put out a whole video about murdering Trump.
Right. But I've never heard evidence that there are hitmen in the United States. I mean, trying to kill Trump right now, we should like have a nationwide dragnet on this, and we should attack Iran immediately if that's true. Don't you think?
No.
Yeah. They're trying to assassinate our president?
They have been for 2 years.
Then
they
why
are
we
enemies.
At war with them?
Well,
that's what I've been saying since this fall when I've been screaming about this. Why aren't we at war with them? Because Joe Biden was a president. Democrats were fine with Iran trying to kill Trump. Would have solved most of their major problems. That's why they didn't even put sanctions on him when the Ayatollah put a fatwa on Trump. An assassination order. How do you not know this if you're leading one side of the MAGA civil war and you're against Trump and you're against any action in Iran? How do you not know this? That's shocking. But I got to knock Cruz here. I mean, he's on the other side, but he doesn't even have basic knowledge about Iran. Like, he didn't know. Wait, here, I'll play it.
We have not apprehended an Iranian hitman trying to kill him. We know that Iran is trying to do so.
In the United States.
Yes. And
we apprehended three of them. Again, they're in federal prison. A fourth one, Farhad Shakiri, did manage to escape back to Iran, but we have charges against him. We can't get our hands on him. He remains at large. He is believed to be in Iran, that he made it back home. But you know, I'm thrilled to hear Tucker Carlson say, well, absolutely, we should be at war with them right away. Yeah, I don't want to go to war with them, but we'll let Israel do that. I do want to take out their nukes. If Israel can't get Khomeini, we should. And look, folks, there's this other thing that's circulating online, and this is why Trump has had to say over and over and over again. The first time that Donald Trump said, Zero Hedge has this morning, Iran cannot have nukes was 1985 in an interview. He's been saying it over and over. There is this crazy canard online that Trump has suddenly lost his mind because he's under the influence of the Israeli Washington lobby called AIPAC, and he's given into them, and he's very confused, and he's just doing dumb things, and he's become a neocon. This is not new for Trump. In fact, as Zero Hedge points out this morning, there have been only two things that Donald Trump has been consistent on going back decades. One of them is, you know, tariffs, China, trade war, you know, that stuff. And the other one is Iran. No nukes for Iran. So this idea that Israel's like got tentacles somewhere is absurd. That's not what the deal is. And when you look at Trump, and I say, if you've listened to me for a long time, I've said this over and over and over again. Trump prides himself on being the only president not to get us into war in the modern era. He can't stand the neocons. He mocked them in Saudi Arabia in that speech. He said, no, we were wrong, in not so many words. We were wrong to try to force democracy on your countries. Look at Saudi Arabia. You guys are doing great. You're doing amazing. Without our guidance, you don't need our guidance. We want to leave you alone. We want to stay out of the Middle East and leave you alone. In terms of regime change with democracy building, that's what he's talking about. That is a different thing from taking out somebody's nuclear reactors. And I think a lot of people are confusing. They keep saying Iraq, Iraq, Iraq. No, Iraq was nation building. Most of what you think of as the war in that, and we're traumatized, and rightly so. We were lied to get us into these wars. We couldn't get out of them. They were terrible with the rules of engagement, got our troops killed, but ensured that we could never kill the enemy, so they would go on and on and on and on for maximum profit, but really no point. Then we get bored and walk away once all the money's made. Or spent is a better way to put it. And we are $7 trillion in debt from Afghanistan and Iraq. But folks, most of that was the nation-building part of it. Trump's saying, we're not doing that. We're not going in. We're not boots on the ground. And we shouldn't be. If Israel wants to, great, let them. And Trump was really clear on that yesterday. Here we go.
Some of the people in the base don't want a long-term war. They're afraid that we're going to get into a long-term war.
We're looking for a long-term war. We're looking. I only want one thing. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Right. That's it. I'm not looking long-term, short-term. And I've been saying that for 20 years. I've been saying it as a civilian who got a lot of publicity. People would cover it. Very simply, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. That's it. It's not a question of anything else. And if you did, you wouldn't have much of a country because they would use it on us and they'd use it on other people and they'd be a terror all over the world.
Texture writes, AI PAC, that's the Israeli PAC has great power over Congress. Pat Buchanan said that. That may be the case, but that's not what's going on here. Texture writes, did Trump not say he would make a parking lot out of Iran? Yes. That was him trying to survive. He had to threaten them when he came in and said, listen, I've got contingency plans. Maybe someone should tell Tucker Carlson. If they try to kill me again, he said, he's going to turn Iran into a parking lot. He said several versions of it. He said that even if you kill me, I've got people in this administration who will turn around and flatten around Iran. Don't even try it. Texter writes, Tucker Carlson is more and more like The View. It's a shame because he was a smart guy. But to hear that interview yesterday, I'm like, wow, how the mighty have fallen. How are you out there scaring people into thinking we're going to World War III? We got to keep Khomeini. We've got to do nothing about Iran. Let them have a nuke. It'll be fine. They probably don't even want a nuke. They maybe don't even have a nuke. Leave them alone. And you didn't even know they tried to kill Trump? Or is he lying in that clip? I can't make sense of it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.